Track 8, Village Signs. Tony is going to continue our exploration of some of Norfolk's village signs. We've reached the letter D, and D is for Dursingham. This village certainly has an interesting, if somewhat sad, story attached to it.
Village signs are typically placed along the principal road or in a prominent location, such as a village green or close by the church. The design often depicts a particular feature of the village or a scene from its history, heritage or culture. Dursingham is in the west of the county of Norfolk and is located 7 miles northeast of King's Lynn and 37 miles northwest of Norwich. The Dursingham Village Sign. This colourful sign has a central shield with golden lions sporting red tongues either side. The name Dursingham is in white against a blue background that reaches up to the shield with white waves on it. The original Dursingham Village Sign was given to the village by the Women's Institute in May 1967, and it was designed by Mr. S. Turner and was made by Harry Carter of Swaffham. It is in the form of a Norman shield, divided into four quarters. In one quarter are the three golden crowns on a blue background, the three crowns of East Anglia. The little wooden ship with red unfurled sails is a heraldic device called a limfad and reminds us Dursingham was once a fishing port. The three silver trout represent the fish, and the rampant red dragon represents strength. The five grey castellations, these are raised blocks, like on a castle, stand for the village church. Dursingham's name is of Anglo-Saxon origin and derives from the Old English for the village or settlement of Dior Siege's people. In 1984, a hoard of silver shillings with a silver cup was discovered in Dursingham, which date from the Tudor and Stuart eras. The nearby Dursingham Bog National Nature Reserve, managed by Natural England, contains habitats ranging from marshland to heathland and woodland. Birds such as the red poll, crossbill, long-eared owl, tree pipit, sparrowhawk and nightjar can be found there. We shall hear more about this bog a little later. Dursingham's parish church is dedicated to St Nicholas and dates from the 14th century. St Nicholas's is located on Church Lane and has been a Grade 1 listed building since 1953. It holds a good example of a 14th century chancel with stained glass depicting Jesus, St Agnes and St Luke, installed by James Powell and Sons and Charles Emer Kemp in the early 20th century. The wooden parish chest, dating from the middle of the 14th century, is carved elaborately with the symbols of the four evangelists. On the lid, there is a part of an inscription. Sandringham House, a favoured royal residence of Queen Elizabeth II and several of her predecessors, lies just to the south of Dursingham in the parish of Sandringham. The Queen visited Dursingham Infant School to mark her Diamond Jubilee in February 2012. There is a great website on Dursingham, created to mark the millennium. It collects local stories, and here is one I hope you find interesting. During the Great War, on the 2nd and 3rd of December, of September 1916, the largest airship raid of the war, with 12 German Navy Zeppelins and 4 from the Army, crossed the North Sea to attack London. However, high winds, heavy rain and icing dispersed the fleet, and only one came near the capital, but 16 to 17 tons of bombs were dropped from the Humber to Gravesend. Mr. Cliff Riches recalls these terrifying events in the interview he gave during the Millennium Project. He was only 4 years old, but as he said, when they drop bombs that impress itself on a child's mind. He recalled the Zeppelin coming over his house from the direction of the sea, and that the first bomb fell in what is now Manorside, but was then a field. Another bomb dropped on the common, and he remembered how the boys would go up there to see the crater and collect shrapnel. The Zeppelin dropped the rest on the open fen. But by far the worst moment during that September night was when one of the bombs hit a row of cottages on Dodds Hill. The occupants of one of the cottages were George Dunger and his wife Violet Ellen, who was always known as Ellen. Upstairs, tucked into their beds, were Florence Ivy, aged 10, Alice Maud, aged 8, and the youngest daughter, Marion, Irene, aged just 5. It was that on that fateful night of the Zeppelin raid, Ellen was in the cottage with her 3 children in their beds, waiting for George to return home from his day's work. With the blackout regulations in force, it was extremely dark up Dodds Hill, and the story told to me later by several villagers was that Ellen opened her door to let a little light spill onto the path and help George home. As the bombs fell about 3:45 a.m, this may only be a village tale. However, apparently she stepped outside, either because she had heard the droning of the engines or maybe just to see if George was near. It was at that moment that the bombs fell. The devastation was immense. The end wall of the cottage was completely blown out, exposing the beds where Ellen's daughters were sleeping. Mr. Bucket, a gamekeeper on the Sandringham estate, lived next to these cottages. He fetched a ladder, climbed up and helped the girls to safety. Mr. Bucket's cottage was one of those damaged, and amid the mayhem, his 2 ferrets escaped. Mr. Riches recalled that his parents took him up there the next day, and some old boy got a collecting box and was sitting on the bomb crater collecting money. But what had happened to Ellen? It was reported that 3 people were injured, 1 severely. This was Ellen, who was rushed to the West Norfolk and King's Lynn Hospital. For over 2 weeks, the staff at the hospital battled to save her. But sadly, she died on the 21st of September. An inquest was held on the 22nd, and the death certificate records her death was the result of injuries caused by a bomb dropped on Dursingham on September the 3rd, 1916, from a hostile aircraft. Another reminder of these terrible, terrifying events can be seen on the Dursingham Bog, where there is a small flight pond for ducks known as Wolferton Splash, which, although acidic, attracts numerous wildfowl. This was formed from the crater caused by one of the bombs dropped in 1916.
Thank you, Tony.